Russia investigation aftermath.
Why should this report not be made public?
Two cases against high-profile attorney.
I will be fully exonerated and justice will be done.
New anguish in Newtown.
It's a little unnerving to see it happen to him.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is blasting the media and taking new aim at his political opponents in the aftermath of the Mueller report as Democrats push for the release of it in its entirety. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, Democrats say the four-page summary of the report written by the Attorney General is not sufficient, and six House and Senate committee chairs have demanded that William Barr turn over the full Mueller report to Congress by a week from today. Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline.
Mr. Barr is an appointee of the president, so I have a lot of questions both about the conclusions and the process that was followed.
President Trump, using Barr's summary to claim complete and total exoneration, has now turned his ire on the press and on the investigators who sparked the Mueller probe. Here's what he said yesterday in the Oval Office.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things, I would say treasonous things against our country.
The White House shrugs off the quote in Barr's summary the Democrats have seized on, the line that says when it comes to obstruction of justice, Mueller's report does not exonerate the president. Steve?
Well, the Trump administration's making a new effort in the courts to scrap Obamacare. CBS's Paula Reed says it argues it's unconstitutional.
The Trump Justice Department now says that it agrees with a lower court ruling out of Texas that declared all of Obamacare invalid. That December ruling came a year after the GOP's tax bill repealed Obamacare's tax penalty for people who were uninsured. The Texas judge ruled the provision was so central to the law that it just couldn't stand without it. And at the time, the Trump administration argued that some parts of Obamacare would stand, including an expansion of Medicaid.
A man who's waged war with President Trump on Twitter and radio and TV is facing his own legal battle on two fronts. CBS's Steve Futterman says it's the attorney who used to represent Stormy Daniels.
Michael Avenatti is free today on $300,000 bond. Last night, as he was released, Avenatti said he is
highly confident that when all of the evidence is laid bare, that I will be fully exonerated.
Avenatti faces federal charges both in New York and here in Los Angeles. In New York, he is charged with extortion.
This was an old-fashioned shakedown.
That's U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman. Avenatti is accused of trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike by threatening to damage the company's reputation. Here in L.A., Avenatti is accused of bank fraud and wire fraud. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, CBS's David Begno is in Newtown, Connecticut this morning, where a parent of one of the Sandy Hook mass murder victims has taken his own life.
After the death of Aviel Richman, her parents, Jeremy Richman and Jennifer Hensel, wanted to channel their grief into something positive.
As you can imagine, that turns your world around. You feel like the world is just spinning out of control and you're going to get spun off if you don't do something to grasp onto.
Richman, who was a neuroscientist, created the Aviel Foundation to prevent violence and to promote compassion through brain research.
We just need to recognize that the brain is an organ that can be healthy or unhealthy.
More than 6 years after his daughter was murdered, Richman apparently took his life. Newtown's police chief, James Viadero, responded to the scene.
Here's an individual that was an advocate trying to prevent these type of events from happening. There is some irony there.
Jeremy Richman was advocating just last week in Florida. Two students who survived the Parkland massacre took their own lives in recent days. Today's the day a ban on bump stocks takes effect. The devices allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. There is a legal challenge to the ban. The Supreme Court was asked to step in yesterday. The U.S. military has carried out what it calls the first missile test of its kind. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it was two against one over the Pacific Ocean.
The military performed a test to intercept an unarmed missile as it soared over the Pacific. Two interceptor missiles launched from underground silos in California destroyed it. One official said the system worked exactly as it was designed to. It's the first time more than one interceptor missile was launched against a single target. That's meant to improve the chances of making contact.
Well, now to the Middle East, where the action has been real and tensions are rising in Gaza.
Explosions rocked both sides of the Gaza border as Israel launched heavy airstrikes and Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets. Israelis in the border area spent the night in bomb shelters and schools are closed. But fighting eased by morning as armed Palestinian groups accepted a ceasefire. Israel has not commented on a truce. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Four of five inmates who escaped from a county jail in Nashville, North Carolina, have been recaptured. They got through a hole in an exercise yard fence. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in cases about partisan redistricting from North Carolina and Maryland. Last year, the court sidestepped cases from Maryland and Wisconsin. Government panels looking at the health risks that have been linked to breast implants. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
You're in remission.
That's incredible. Sandra Rush in remission now after aggressive treatment for cancer linked to the so-called textured non-slip breast implants she had more than 20 years ago.
It had metastasized all through my body.
Breast implant-associated cancer is usually considered localized and easy to treat.
We have seen something new and breast implant-associated cancer.
Rush's breast surgeon, Elizabeth Potter, she now says this to women who ask for textured breast implants.
This implant carries greater risk. Would you like it in your body? It's that simple.
The FDA is meeting for a second day to discuss the risks. Steve?
Well, Apple CEO Tim Cook has rolled out the company's new TV streaming service.
Great stories can change the world. Great stories can move us and inspire us.
With the help of Oprah Winfrey.
The Apple platform allows me to do what I do in a whole new way.
Part of that platform includes a new $10 a month subscription service that gives users content from magazines and some newspapers. For the second time in 3 years, the top name in a violent sport has announced his retirement. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
It was a tweet that came early this morning from mixed martial artist Conor McGregor. In it, he says in part, "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport today. I now join my former partners on this venture, already in retirement." But it's not the first time we've heard this. The 30-year-old announced retirement also on Twitter back in April 2016. He quickly reversed that decision amid a dispute with his promoters for upcoming fights. Earlier this month, McGregor was arrested for allegedly stealing the cell phone of someone who was trying to take his picture in Miami. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, NASA has called off a planned historic spacewalk by two women astronauts because there's only one medium-sized spacesuit that can be put together on board the space station that'll fit a woman. So a man and woman will do the work on Friday. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.